From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Damon Abdallah reading For Whom the Minivan Rolls by Jeffrey Cohen. Now let's begin with the prologue.
Eep!
The noise, wherever it was coming from, woke Madeline Beckworth, and she nudged Gary, who was snoring beside her. Every few seconds,
Eep!
If she just lay there and listened, it was enough to drive Madeline crazy. That's the way things are at 2 in the morning. So she got out of bed and went downstairs to investigate. Madeline carefully checked the living room and the kitchen, but no one was there. She realized now the noise was coming from somewhere outside the house. Nothing else to do. Madeline took the chain off the front door, checking to make sure she had unlocked both the deadbolt and the lock in the doorknob. The last thing she needed was to be locked out of her own house, especially with a man upstairs who wouldn't wake up if you bounced him out of bed and screamed at him through a bullhorn. Nothing on the doorstep, nothing on the lawn. Where the hell was that sound coming from? Aha! There, at the curb. Madeline let the air out of her lungs, just now realizing she'd been holding her breath. Somebody's car had lost a hubcap while riding past her house. When the stupid thing had stopped rolling, it had come to rest on a sewer grate and wedged itself there. Every time the wind blew, it made a metallic scraping sound,
Eep!
Trying to break free. She'd never get back to sleep with that racket going on. So, resigned to venturing even farther outside the house, dressed in her bedclothes, Madeline headed toward the curb and reached down. Even with both hands, she couldn't pull the hubcap out. It was stuck too tight. Madeline looked up the street. All the usual cars were parked in front of their owners' homes, though a blue...